Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Travel lessons for the workplace. Last week, I traveled to the other side of the country to facilitate a leadership retreat for a client. During the long journey, I had three experiences which turned into valuable workplace lessons I thought would be beneficial to share. I had to leave home at 2:45 a.m. Yes, I did say 2:45 a.m. on a Wednesday morning to get down to LAX. I checked in, got my boarding pass, and managed to get through security pretty smoothly. I took a seat in plenty of time waiting for my flight to be called and then heard the words none of us like to hear, "Your flight is delayed." What compounded my concern was the fact that I had a rather tight connecting flight to make. Sure enough, I ended up missing that one. The rescheduled connecting flight out of Dallas actually took me back on myself to Chicago. And so I eventually got to my destination, Alabama, about 7 hours later than planned. All in all, it was a very long and rather challenging 20 hours of travel. Lesson learned. Go with the flow and look on the bright side. Other passengers around me were getting uptight and very angry with the ground crew. I knew that none of this was within my control, and so the best I could do was to be as polite and as calm as possible. On the bright side, I got a whole load of work done in the airport lounges and on the plane. It would be inappropriate to name the client, but I must give a context for you to understand lesson two from this trip. Company, let's say A, our client, had taken over a major contract from company B. Our client had kept on some of the leaders from company B. During the retreat, I noticed two types of leaders from company B, you know, the acquired company. The first type of leader I observed was very open-minded to the ideas of the new company. They wanted to make a positive contribution and acclimatize into the new leadership team. Yes, they voiced an opinion if they didn't agree with the leaders from the new company, but it was easy to see how they wanted to be part of the new company. I have no doubt when I follow up in about 6 months' time that these types of leaders will make a superb contribution to the new organization. Conversely, I saw a different type of leader who used to be the leader at company B. They were very critical of the new company's ideas. I could almost sense an underlying resentment that they'd lost the contract. I'm not sure I'll see these individuals at the implementation review in 6 months' time. Lesson learned, change is the only constant. We have to be flexible, supportive, and open-minded to survive in today's rapidly changing marketplace. Yes, employers want you to have a backbone and voice an opinion, but don't get so stuck in the past that your new employer finds you frustrating to work with in the present and therefore doesn't see you in their future. My third and final lesson I learned on this trip was how a simple act of selfishness may give someone a marginal level of self-satisfaction, but can cause a great discomfort and inconvenience for someone else. Yes, I'm talking about the recline button on the airplane seat. Thankfully, this didn't happen to me, but rather the businessman next to me. He was working on his laptop, making a positive contribution to the economy, and then the passenger in front of him did the deed. He used the recline button. The marginal benefit this gave to the deed doer was minuscule, but the negative impact on the guy next to me was massive. He just couldn't get any work done on his laptop. He just couldn't see anything. Those 1 or 2 inches cranked his machine so far down, he couldn't see the screen. He gave up and watched reruns of Seinfeld on the plane's entertainment system. What a waste of time. Lesson learned, we need to be very careful to ensure that something that gives us marginal benefit doesn't cause distress to others around us, such as a colleague, a vendor, or worst of all, a customer. The workplace is an interdependent construct where individuals are working together to create a common good. When we think and act independently in interdependent situations, it can cause issues. Simply put, it can be very damaging to think me rather than we when we're working with or traveling with others. So there you have it. Those were the three lessons I was reminded of while traveling to Alabama and back. I hope they're useful for you too.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.